For the most part, you know, I'm excited about training camp to see, you know, who's going to be our starting quarterback. You know, I still think that's coach's decision to make pick the guy and to see who it'll be. It's going to take some time, but I think the main thing is that's going to help the situation out is everybody that's going to be around the guys just get better and let that play out. So, you know, I'm excited about it, and I look forward to it. What anybody else want to see? Come out, throw some completions, progressions. Make it hard for coach to pick the starter. So, you know, you go into week one, either one of them can be the starter. You just got to make a decision. So make it hard for each other and come out and compete. That's it. I think it'll be more. It won't be too bad, but because we got to put everything in. It's main thing now is just game planning, which has come down the road. But with training camp, it's going to be so fast. It's mainly everybody just going to have to figure it out on their own. I can't show much, but what's on the field. But when you don't know the playbook, it's going to be tough as well. So if everybody know the playbook, it should be fine. Not really. I'm probably a little lighter than what I usually am, and that's about it. You know, I started training earlier, but that's probably it.
You didn't ever get together with your quarterbacks and teammates, but you did practice with Jimmy Butler, Dak Prescott. How was that workout?
It was good. It was actually, you know, Jimmy tagged along because he wanted to play football so bad. But, you know, it was me, Fred, Dak, and it was a good little workout. You know, we worked out. We was in L.A. together, so we just told ourselves we're going to go out and throw, work out together, and that's what we did.
How was it getting balls from Dak Prescott?
It was cool. It was different, but it was cool.
How good is Jimmy at football?
Jimmy ain't good at football.
Not even the red zone?
He'll be out in the red zone. I done told him that a couple of times, but he more of a basketball player. As an offense?
Yeah, how much is motivating guys to, you know, get past last year?
Well, it's super motivating. You know, first off, is guys are excited to learn a new system and, you know, a different system that we didn't have last year, something different. You know, everybody is already doubting us, so they're excited about that as well. So we're bringing the fire and just trying to be the best we can. Well, I think my motivation has been since last year when we didn't make the playoffs, and that's our motivation. We don't listen to what people say. Everybody going to say what they want to say, but it's about us getting better than what we were last year. And that's my second time not making the playoffs since I've been a Bronco, and this is my eighth year. So we want to get back to where we were and, you know, see what we can do. I saw big ones, you know, totally different guy from last year. He was more comfortable, reading all his reads, making the throw. So, you know, I'm that's why I say I'm excited about it because, you know, Trevor got it, passing got it. So we're going to see who come out on top. I think it's very important, and you can say that for any team in the NFL. They're like the main captain of any team, so a lot of guys going to look up to them. And I don't really think it matter how old you are, but, you know, they will figure it out, and I think it'll be big. You know, a lot of other guys are going to help to step up as well.
Should that factor into the decision on who the quarterback is going to be?
I don't think so. Either way, you know, we're going to be fine with if a quarterback is not a leader or if he is one. We're going to be fine as a team.
Demarius, you've had a few training camps on your belt. At this point in your career, do you dread it or do you come
forward? I'm actually excited about this one, so it's not too bad.
Have you done a conditioning test yet? Is that something
you saw? My first time doing a conditioning test this year. Since I've been in the NFL, my first time doing a conditioning test.
Excited about that?
No. I hate conditioning tests. I've been thinking about it all day. My stomach is shaking right now. 10:40s.
What's your time?
5:02. Yeah, I'm gonna make it. Yeah, of course. I just don't want to do it. No, we just gonna finish as a group. No. You know, I think it's exciting to see what guys did in the offseason, see if they worked out or not. And then especially having in the altitude, so it's going to be a little tougher coming from sea level.
You were champs 2 years ago. I know you were champ last year. How big a gap do you think there is between you and
New England? I don't think it's a big gap at all. It's about just going out and, you know, putting up and playing as a group. As together, and a lot of factors come with that, but I don't think it's a big gap at all.
What did you take from the receivers ready for that?
So we got a lot of talent. It's going to be tough for the coaches, from Tyke, Vance, everybody, because you know I've been training with Benny as well, and you know he's a totally different player than he was last year. I think some of those injuries that bothered him last year, he done got rid of them, and he's a totally different player. I'm excited for him, Cody, and then you got the younger guys as well. So, you know, it's going to be a fun training camp.
DT, what advice do you have for those young guys for their first training camp?
Don't be late. That's it. To tell you the truth, if you don't be late, you'll be fine.
Hey, when Jimmy had his press conference at the Timberwolves, he gave out his cell phone number.
I ain't say nothing to him.
Probably didn't get a hold
of him. No, I did. I actually saw it like last minute, and then I called him. I was like, well, I was acting like I didn't know him. Yes, sir. I have. I done looked at some history, too. I don't like talking about that. I'm just playing. Exactly. It is, and then you got behind me is Von Miller and Chris, so it's so surprising.
But when you get up there and your name is, you know, creeping up the record books, catching Rod Smith and Shannon Sharp, guys like that, do you allow yourself to think about, hey, if I just stick with Zach and do what I'm doing, I'm probably going to get the top of every single Broncos category when it's all said and done?
Like when I'm in the off season and Rod and Shannon Sharp talking a lot of trash to me, I think about it and I tell them their stats and tell them what I'm going to do to it. So, but, you know, most of the time I don't really pay attention to it. Sometimes during the season I get stuff and they have to tell me and I don't even know.